What does senior night mean to him, his final home game on the blue?
It means a lot. I mean, it's been a dream come true just being able to play here. So it's definitely, hopefully I can just take in the moment and live in the now and really enjoy it.
Now, the past few years, it seems like you kind of run out through the tunnel, and then there's family and friends or whoever that's standing at the other end of the line. So who's going to be down there for you?
I'm going to have my mom, my stepdad, my dad, my sister, and aunts and uncles. It'll be a good crowd out this week.
What will you be thinking about as you're running? It's about 50 yards to where the family member is going to be. What are you going to be thinking about?
That's a good question. Just kind of thinking about my journey. Mm-hmm. And all the support that they've been for me, attempting to do this, especially as coming on as a walk-on, just how much they have done for me. So kind of, it means a lot.
I know financially when you got on scholarship this year, that has to be a big help. But what does it also mean that you were able to achieve it, getting picked as a scholarship player?
It was just meaning that – it was just like knowing that I was valued. You know, it was a big accomplishment for me. You receiving that, and it was just, it meant a lot to me, more than just the financial, just being, just receiving that from the coaches and feeling valued.
Austin Silsby joining us. He is from CUNA High School, CUNA, Idaho, getting set to play in his final home regular season game on Saturday against Air Force. When you came here, what were your expectations? Did you have any expectations as far as like getting a scholarship, getting some playing time? What was it?
I think I expected to eventually get playing time. I kind of knew coming from a small town and come being kind of a local guy, I might not play right off the bat, and I kind of accepted that and kind of knew that was going to kind of be my role and knew I'd have to fight and compete against some really good guys. So I think I kind of knew what was coming into it, but I think it was a lot more work than I initially thought, but I think it's all been worth it in the end.
Did you ever consider going to a smaller school, FCS school? Did other options come your way and you decide you want to stay here?
Yeah, there was a couple of different options, but when it came down to it, this is where I grew up, and this is the team that I grew up watching and that I loved and dreamt about playing here. So this, for, you know, there was really no other option for me. It was, I wanted to come here, so...
There's always been a handful of Idaho players on this team. In all the years, the 10 years I've been here, when you look back, you know, throughout the years, there have been a ton as well. What does it mean, do you think, to have kids from this state playing and contributing on this team?
I think it's awesome. I think it's, you know, it shows that they value the community and they want to have, you know, build the players here in the Valley. And I think it's awesome when locally can contribute and be a part of the team.
Austin, let's go to the team now. What was it like playing in that overtime game with Colorado State? What was the feeling like on the team during the comeback?
Yeah, that was probably the most incredible games I've ever been a part of. And it was weird because I think throughout the entire game, I think we all felt like we were going to win. And, you know, no matter what adversity kind of came up, we kept fighting. And it shows a lot on the heart of this team that we're not going to give up, you know, no matter the odds. And I was really, really impressed with the entire team, the coaching staff and everything. So, but it was incredible.
Challenge this week, Austin, is Air Force, a team that has beaten Boise State the last three seasons. You guys are working on the defensive side of the ball against this triple option. What's the greatest challenge in facing Air Force?
They know how to spread out the defense. And I think it really comes down to communication, and knowing your job, and you have to execute your job or they're going to exploit that. So every single person has to be dialed and know exactly what they need to do and trust that the guy next to you is going to do his job as well.
When you look at them on film, what do you think they do best?
I think they're a really physical football team. I think they execute well, and they know what they're doing. So I think it's just going to be tough, but I think we need to just be focused and do what we do best.
We're visiting with CUNA High alum Austin Silsby here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. Austin, the defensive line this year, so many different guys have contributed, so many different guys have played well. Why has the defensive line been able to withstand different guys missing different games and not miss a beat?
I think it just comes to our preparation. You know, we work really hard at what we do. We work really hard at our fundamentals. So each guy is working hard, and they're ready for that chance when it comes and that opportunity to play. And one guy goes down, and the next guy has to be ready to step up. So it just comes down to our preparation.
And finally, Austin, about you, entrepreneurship management is your major?
Correct, yeah.
Where do you want to take that, and where do you see yourself in the future?
I started a real estate investment business with my family actually a couple years ago, and I'm hoping to go into that full-time once I graduate this December and really dive into that and work on kind of flipping houses and buying rental properties and things like that. And I also have I've been working on a product that I've been for a project in our school that I'm trying to create a company as well. So it's kind of a sports medicine company.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've really taken advantage of your experience at Boise State.
Yeah, it's been an awesome experience for sure.
Austin, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Have fun out there on senior night.
All right. Thank you so much.